Hello, I'm Claire McCormack. Here's a look at your evening news for Thursday, October 14th. An Indigenous-owned fabrication company has marked the official opening of its new facility in Owen Sound. Makwa Cahill, a partnership between Makwa Development Corp and Cahill Constructors Limited, welcomed guests to tour its 26,000-square-foot facility in Owen Sound yesterday, including Ontario's Minister of Energy Todd Smith, Bruce Gray Owen Sound MPP Bill Walker, Owen Sound Mayor Ian Boddy, and several company representatives from Bruce Power, Makwa Development, and Cahill Constructors. Makwa is owned by Chippewas of Nawash unceded First Nation residents Scott Lee and Shane Chigano. According to a release, the Owen Sound facility is now fully operational, with plans and the capacity to employ more than 50 workers per shift. The new fabrication facility is set to deliver services to Bruce Power and other industry suppliers while providing on-the-job training and development opportunities for skilled tradespeople. Oshare's Walk for Food raised a staggering $345,000 this year. Executive Director Colleen Trask Seaman.
It goes into buying supplies, so all our money stays in the community and it goes to help our operations for the year. Oshare has seen a dramatic increase since the pandemic started, and since the pandemic has served over 135,000 meals.
Walk organizer Jeff Robbins says this was the fifth year the walk has been held. The first year brought in $25,000, the second brought in $40,000, the third brought in $80,000, and year four brought in $200,000. Robbins calls the $345,000 brought in this year unbelievable, thanking the community. The painting of Meaford's Rainbow Crosswalk has been delayed due to weather. The municipality says in a release the painting was scheduled to be done yesterday evening, but rainy weather forced its postponement. The crosswalk will be located at Trowbridge Street East and Sykes Street East. The municipality says staff will be checking the weather for a few sunny days in order to do the work. The crosswalk will include the 11 colors identified in the Progress Pride flag. Deputy Prime Minister Chrystia Freeland says for now, those who want to re-enter Canada after traveling to the U.S. will need to show a negative PCR test. The U.S. has announced it will open its land border next month for fully vaccinated travelers.
I really believe that being that little bit more careful as we get through the next few weeks, as we see what the effect is of going back to school, as we see what the effect is of colder weather, is a really sensible Canadian approach.
Freeland spoke with reporters in Washington, where she attended an international finance meeting, and she pointed out she, like everyone else, will need a PCR test before being allowed to fly back to Ottawa. Officials in Norway are calling a bow and arrow attack in Kongsberg yesterday that killed five people terrorism. Norway's security service says the suspect is a 37-year-old Danish man who they say had converted to Islam and there were concerns he had been radicalized. They say they haven't determined a motive. Four women and a man were killed in the deadliest attack that country has seen since 2011, when far-right extremist Anders Breivik murdered 77 people, most of which were teens, at a summer camp on an island. The UK's Duke of Cambridge, Prince William, is publicly criticizing space tourism. He told a BBC News podcast today, "We need some of the world's greatest brains and minds fixed on trying to repair this planet, not trying to find the next place to go and live." Yesterday, the world watched 90-year-old William Shatner of Star Trek fame take a suborbital flight on Jeff Bezos' Blue Origin New Shepard spacecraft. Bezos and other billionaires Elon Musk and Richard Branson have been developing the space tourism industry with a number of brief flights taking place with much fanfare over the past year. Meanwhile, Prince William is giving out five £1 million prizes with his Earthshot prize to the best ideas to fix climate change on Earth and help the environment. The prize was founded by himself and David Attenborough. Taking a look at business news, the Toronto Stock Exchange is up 201 points. The Dow Jones is up 534 points. Our dollar is trading at 80.84 US cents, up 47 one hundredths of a cent. and the price of oil is $81.53, up $1.09 a barrel. In sports, in Major League Ball in the National League Division Playoff Series, the LA Dodgers play the San Francisco Giants. The best of five is tied 2-2. Game time is 9:07. The winner tonight advances to meet the Atlanta Braves in the National League Championship Series. Nine games in the NHL tonight, including the Toronto Maple Leafs at Ottawa to play the Senators, and the Montreal Canadiens visit the Buffalo Sabres. In the NFL, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers visit the Philadelphia Eagles. In Blue Water football, the St. Mary's Mustangs played the Saugeen District Royals. The final score was a 34-7 win for St. Mary's. Three games in the OHL tonight, including the Sault Ste. Marie Greyhounds at Barrie to meet the Colts. In the Greater Metro Junior Hockey League, the Knights of Meaford host the South Muskoka Shield in Meaford's home opener at 7:30. In Bluewater North Senior Girls Basketball, Georgian Bay Thunder visits the Grey Highlands Lions. And in Bluewater South Junior Boys Volleyball, the Walkerton Riverhawks play the Kincardine District Knights, and the John Diefenbaker Trojans host the Saugeen District Royals. You can find more sports on the RE/MAX Grey Bruce Realty Sports page at bayshorebroadcasting.ca.